You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do last night? Anything entertaining?
No, I worked on the house some more last night. I got a couple more days of repair work out back. But the kids were a little antsy, so since I was out back, I did drag out the slip and slide for them, Dom, since it was a toasty day yesterday.
And, tell me you went on it, too.
No. I refer to it as the ankle snapper. And they played on that thing for, gosh, like 4 hours. They were taking bubble mix, you know, you blow bubbles, and dumping it on the slip and slide so they would go faster on it. And I was just waiting for somebody to break something. It really got me thinking that this toy, this particular thing, it's kind of a pop culture icon, really, the slip and slide. Like, if it were to be made today, I don't think they would do it. I don't think it would make it through all of the parental groups and the testing. And some reason, this thing has been just kind of grandfathered in throughout the years that they still keep producing it and, you know, getting it out to the public. But I think if somebody were to come into a boardroom and say, let's lay a giant piece of plastic on the ground for the kids and let them run and slide up and down it, potentially running into sharp objects and downhills and da 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 da, they'd be like, Jensen, get out of here. You've gone mad.
He'd be the same guy who tried to take away our lawn darts.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute. He did.
Yeah. So, it's just funny to me. I was like, I don't think they'd make this product now.
There are some people who are listening right now scratching their head saying, what's a lawn dart? Oh, look that up.
Do a little Google search of that. You kill a man.
But you know, today's equivalent of your slip and slide, in my neighborhood when I was going for a walk a couple of days ago, I went by this house where on their front yard, to entertain the kids, they didn't set up a slip and slide. What they had, and maybe you've seen this and it was just new to me, but it was an inflatable, but it was almost like an inflatable castle thing.
Oh, yeah, it's like a bounce house.
Sort of. But then it had water that comes out all over it. You've seen these?
Yeah, and our friend Matt has one for his kid. They cost like $800.
Yeah, it looks expensive.
It takes up the whole yard, basically, and it's like a water amusement park that's half bounce house, half. And he hates it because it kills his grass.
That's what I thought. I thought I would never want to put that up because everything underneath it is going to be dead.
Leaves a giant square on your lawn.
But these people had it right in the middle of their front yard.
Yeah.
Looks and you know what though, I thought? Huh? Here's how cynical I am.
You want to stab it?
No. Oh. No. Because, I mean, you're walking, you can see they've got this big, luscious, beautiful backyard, too. And I thought, they put it in the front yard so they can show all their neighbors.
Ah, brilliant.
Right?
Yes.
Look how much money I spent on my kids.
We love our kids.
I love them more than you love yours. And secondly, look how much I can spend on my children, too.
And all the other kids in the neighborhood are like, we can't even go over and play on it because of the Rona.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So I was cynical, and I thought, that's why they put... Because normally, if you've got something like that, you put it in your backyard.
Of course you do. You don't put it out front.
You don't put it on display.
You should have walked over there with a pin and poked a hole in it.
No, I just, you know what I did? I just walked by and silently judged.
Gave him a
That's why I always laugh about the thing. We don't judge. And I'm like, everybody judges.
Sure you
don't
do.
You just don't say anything out loud.
Yeah.
But I silently judged.
Oh, hey, maybe you can judge me today. I think maybe I've been here, what, Dom, 16 years in August?
Yeah.
I think this is maybe the second or third time I've done this. Look what I'm wearing.
Oh, my God. Shorts on, Jerry.
I put shorts on today. It's going to be wicked hot, and there's nobody in the office.
Ah, you're fine.
I know. I feel
go crazy.
Like I just... You know how I am. I feel like shorts are not professional in the workplace, and we always make fun of shorts guy down the hall. And da, da, da. I was like, screw it. I'm wearing shorts today.
Yeah, you could go apply on the sports station right
now. I know.
They might recruit you. Hey, Jeremy, we couldn't help notice that you're wearing shorts today.
Would you mind? You want to join our team?
Yeah, join our team. Because
we got a new show called Points and Stats, and we'd love to have you part of it.
You have to wear either sweats, shorts, and you cannot wash your hands after you use the restroom. If you meet all those criteria.
I have a ball cap on today, and I almost put it on backwards, too.
I don't even know you anymore.
I know. Even when before I left today, Nicole's like, you're wearing shorts? I was like, I know. Don't tell Dom.
You say, how you like me now?
You think of these kneecaps.
You know what? It's a difficult time, right? It's a challenging time.
Yeah.
Where just come to work in a Speedo.
My
if you want.
Legs Who just cares? Need to breathe right now. Yeah. Just need to
I
breathe.
Need to avert my eyes. So
like it.